Drop everything. It's the Chemist Warehouse half-price vitamin and cosmetic sale. Hurry, this sale won't last. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Triple M. Ruined dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home. It's Crow's co-captain, Tex Walker.
Let's talk about Tex.
Oh, good morning, Tex.
Morning, Dits.
One point loss, eh?
Yeah.
When did he kick his goal? You obviously got it over him. He kicked the goal. Had the bench told you how long to go?
I thought it put us in front.
Did you?
Yeah, but unfortunately not. We didn't help ourselves the first three quarters. But you got to give credit to Brisbane. Their pressure was really good. Contested side of the game, they've upped that really well. Yeah. And they're moving the ball quite well, so... going up to the Gabba is not so easy anymore.
But fought back well in the last quarter. You were down by over 20 points, so you nearly got there. Mm. But as I say, were you aware of the time?
I knew there was a little bit of time left, or not so much time left, sorry.
Yeah.
And I had to, that was my instinct just to handball it. We just had a few critical moments in that last quarter where we could have won the contested side and we didn't get it done and you lose by points, so... Mm.
What happened in the first three quarters, Tex? What were the things that you took out of the game that need to improve if you're going to win those games?
Contested ball numbers, we were in the positive, but probably the free kicks helped us with that. So we, if you put it down to pure contested ball, we weren't.
We got a bit off the pace in that, were we?
A bit off the pace, and our pressure wasn't at the standard that it's been the last 4 weeks. So those two areas that we reviewed yesterday.
Is that a showdown letdown, or is that just a concentration thing, or is it a mindset thing? Or
Just didn't get it done. Yeah. Just didn't get it done.
Yep.
So,
All right, Charlie Cameron played well.
He was good.
No one wanted Charlie to go, but sometimes you can't stop them. How did Kyle Hardigan and Alex Keith pull up from that very, very hard collision? That was super brave by Alex Keith.
Yeah, it was brave by both of them. Keith, if you go back to the flight, and Harder just kept his eyes on it, and they just clashed, and the sound of it was... sickening.
But, how did Cole Hardigan not see that coming?
He just had his eyes on the ball.
I mean, he didn't see him running.
No.
Didn't see him running back at all.
No, you see, he didn't see him until the last. Yeah. Last.
It didn't look like he took
second.
His eyes off the ball, but gee, it would have been.
Yeah, but Keith, he's pulled up well, and Hardo's pulled up as well. He'll just have.
Has he got a bit of concussion or?
He'll have to go through those protocols this week.
Right.
So he's got a big scar down his head.
Yeah, blood everywhere. Claret all over the joint, wasn't there?
There was a little bit of claret everywhere.
Yeah. So
looked
Alex,
a bit like you.
Our man. What do you mean?
Oh, red.
Oh. Gee, that's almost a racist comment, that is.
Come on.
You cop it all the time, Dits. What about Matty Crouch? Is he going to be fine to go, or is he 50-50?
We got our training session on Thursday, so if he gets through that and gets through all the contact and all the training, then he'll put his hand up.
Concede play after 1 week back?
Yeah, he had a great game. I haven't seen too much vision of the sample, but by all reports he was one of our better players.
What about Miller? Is he back this week, or does
he's back?
Will he go through the? This NFL have got a bye this weekend. Two byes in 3 weeks in the SNFL. Dits. That's handy programming.
Yeah, but
no,
very good.
He'd put his hand up. He's one of your favourites.
Yeah,
Wayne Miller.
Yeah,
isn't
he? Yep, no doubt.
That's because he did a lot of his junior work at Port Adelaide.
He's a Magpie. Yeah.
How many Crows players do you like?
Oh, likes a bit strong, I think. That's
you
a stretch.
Like me?
Except is probably a better word, is it, Dits? Or
probably admire the way
admire.
They play. Alex Keith, I admire the way he plays. Yeah. Obviously, Eddie is a very, very... You got a cold.
Gee, this is a good segment. I'm looking forward to this.
I'm just asking, how'd you go last week with the... What is it, 40 seconds of what you like about the Crows?
Oh, he quit after a couple of days.
Why?
He hasn't done his bet, and I'm not really... I pushed him for a couple of days, Tex, and then I thought I'd give him a little bit of rope to see if he'd try and get away with it, and he did. So he hasn't fulfilled his bet with the rush air.
Mm.
Do you like me?
Love you, Tex.
Thanks, I love you, Tex.
Tex Walker, our guest in the studio, and as we know, Roo's on the board and is in charge of sort of football and everything that happens with footy down at the Adelaide Football Club. So, Tex, last week I asked you about Brody Grundy.
Mm-hmm.
He's now spoken about... Oh, he was asked the question, would you consider coming home to South Australia? This is what he had to say.
Well, the reality is, yeah, I am from Adelaide, and obviously have my family and my friends there, and that's something that, you know, I wouldn't say no to being in Adelaide at some point in my life. So, yeah, like I said, it's something to obviously consider.
Right.
What do you take out of that?
I take out of that he would be keen to come home if the right offer was there. And, of course, you blokes have the number one draft pick to use to
at this stage,
barter with.
Round
to trade
nine.
With. Yeah. Tex, just I'm going to look him in the eye here. Have you caught up with him for coffee or anything like that, or have you chatted with him?
No, I have not.
You have not?
No.
Are you telling the truth?
Well, you just looked me in the eye. I looked you in the eye and
yeah.
said no.
And you're grinning. Because obviously what happens with a lot of these cases...
I haven't.
You know,
you swear on my wife.
Send the leadership.
Don't even give
send
me
send the leadership group over.
I thought we're better than this, and you asked me a question, and I looked in the eye and said no, and then you questioned me again.
What happens when you have met with someone and you have to look him in the eye? You don't say no. Otherwise, when you actually have done something, you'll say I'm not giving a running commentary, and that means you've done it.
All right, let's hear from this is Wayne Carey talking about Brodie Grundy.
If he wants more money, it'll be to go to Adelaide. And if Adelaide are smart and they want Grundy, then that number one pick as it sits right now is very, very enticing.
Are we lowball though?
Yeah, exactly.
We lowball.
That's right.
Why are we going to pay overs?
But we sort of made a point this morning.
He wants to come home.
Just thinking out aloud, but he's contracted till the end of 2020 at Collingwood. So you could wait until then and still keep your number one draft pick as well, couldn't you?
Well, that's for Rue. You got to sort that out and list managers.
He hasn't even said he wants to leave. He's not.
He said he would consider coming back to Adelaide.
Consider. Yeah. That doesn't mean he wants to leave. He's playing at Collingwood, the biggest club in Australia, in the premiership window.
I'd like to hear from Eddie about this. His head would be exploding. Eddie Maguire,
To get Eddie on.
I wonder how Alice
is not happy. She hasn't made me a coffee this morning because of this. She's not happy at all.
It's a good round this weekend. Doug Nichols round.
Talking about that?
What a change of subject.
I'm sorry. Where's this come from?
Let's be excited about Sir Doug's Nichols round.
What does it mean to you, Tex?
Oh, I love, I've played with a lot of great Indigenous players at the Adelaide Footy Club, and you can just tell what it means to them the whole week. And
they get up and about, do they?
Oh, they've just got a little bit of pep in their step. And
Eddie kicks goal of the year.
Yeah, he'll probably kick goal of the year again. And it's just their culture and their family and what it means to them. It's very exciting. So
a couple of good Indigenous players in the West Coast, so I do.
Yeah? Who have they got?
Liam Ryan.
What about his specky?
Don't get anywhere near you, Tex. He'll sit on your head.
He'd sit on my head.
He'd jump over the top of you.
Oh, I can't jump over a tally paper. He'd bloody sit straight on my head.
They said that they asked him what his best ever mark was, and he said a mark in the waffle. You need to Google the mark he took waffle last year. He nearly jumped over... like a 6 foot plus fellow. It was unbelievable.
He was nearly up sitting in 1A in Virgin. You got that eye. Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken a specky, Roo?
Oh, half speckies. Half speckies. Yeah.
Of course he has.
On a Ford pocket.
How do you work out West Coast Eagles? Their form, it's all over the place, really, isn't it?
Yeah, they're the reigning premiers. They're a good side. I watched a little bit of them on Friday night, and they just intercept the ball really well. So we're going to have to... be smart with their ball movement, and then it just always comes down to contested footy. If you win your fair share and get it in your forward half, then it gives yourself a chance to win.
Big Jerker played all right on the weekend, putting his name up for selection.
He was very good, very good. JJ, 6 goals, and just love what he's doing with his movement and competition. So
I see his ankle's been a bit sore.
His ankle was a bit sore, and he's on top of that.
A bit fresher.
All right, good on you, Tex. Have you got anything to leave us with?
Oh, well, bit of a one that one of the boys went in to see the psychiatrist, and psychiatrist said to him, "What's the matter, mate?" He said, "I've got this fetish. I love wearing Glad Wrapper's jocks." And the psychiatrist said, I can clearly see your nuts.
Clearly see your nuts.
Right.
Yeah, good one, Tex.
Thanks, Tex. Good luck on the weekend.
Well done, buddy.
See you, boys.
All right. Tex, our special guest, all thanks to Distinctive Homes.
Limo to join us for a laugh shortly.
Drop everything. It's the Chemist Warehouse half-price vitamin and cosmetic sale. Hurry, this sale won't last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.